handle the truth.
Uh-oh, that's me. Go over, you stupid mouse. Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is March 27th. It's a Wednesday, 2024. And that's all made up and conjecture, and it doesn't mean anything at all. So we can call it whatever today. So why not? Again, we still have the new moon starting. I was on Monday. And then we're going into the eclipse next week. We also have Easter this weekend, but then also we know that this weekend's Easter is not actually Easter. Easter is until the third week of April, but then we're going to go ahead and do Easter on the day of worship for Easter. And let's just have that word out there, kind of think about what we're saying. And things we're up against. Again, this is where we continue to go around in circles about where our reality is and who we are and what we are. But as we continue to go down this path, we all see that the world is absolutely burning in front of us. We've had a problem with reality. And this whole thing with the Baltimore Bridge falling down, that whole thing, if you guys want to believe that, and I have seen... I saw the footage actually about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I happened to have seen it, and the first thing I thought of was BS. There's no way what I'm seeing, that's not real. Let's all just have a polite conversation about it. But the sad part of it is that in reality, we know that this whole thing has been just orchestrated over and over again by those people that let this happen. Now, let me go down the path of this. We know that the CIA and others have actually withheld information from the American public as well as other people. And we know that there are things going on. We know that they're involved in movies. We know they're involved in the music industry. Now we got P. Diddy coming apart. But then here's the thing. P. Diddy gets arrested. His house gets raided by Homeland Security, which, again, guys, that's a little bit different than the FBI or the local sheriff's department. When you start doing, that's Homeland Security, that's a whole nother level of, ooh, wow, what did you do? So just think of it in that way as we go through these times. I lost a follower in the last hour on Twitter. Sure do love Twitter, boy. Boy, X is so much better. 3279 right now instead of 3280. That had an hour ago. I was up to 3285 over the weekend, and then over the weekend I went back down to 3271. Now I was back up to 3280, and now I'm back down to 3279. So today, sometime, I just lost a follower on Twitter, just in the last hour. I looked at it. I look at it all the time to see what the scenarios are, what changes it, when do they do it, and it is very random exactly when this all happens. So it's one of those deals, but. Did see one of the tweeters from Lindsay. She happens to have her Jim Price Show on, Jim Price Show shirt on. And, so anyway, she's sporting the shirt. She has a post over on Twitter, and I will repost it so you guys can see it. Thank you so much for the purchase of the shirt. Looks like Lindsay is the first one to follow through with her promise to buy the shirt. So the rest of you guys, I got some splaining to do. So Edward, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. He says, happy hump day, Jim. Happy to you too, sir. And I hope you're doing well. Hope that the information that we discussed last week was beneficial to you, and hope it works out in your health journey and those kind of things. Again, if you need any help with that, you let me know, and I will do what I can to help you and walk you through some of those things. Anyway, so going back to the day's events that really have been this week, which is the continuing saga of the Baltimore bridge that went down, the sad part of it is this Baltimore bridge, we can see now in the video montage of things when people slowed it way down that the coupling system in the bridge, I don't know how to just demonstrate this with my hands, but in the bridge, trestle bridge that is, and I don't know. It's not a suspension bridge because suspension bridges are done with cable. Trestles are, I mean, it's a truss bridge. It's a truss. Anyway, so they show that when that ship hit that column, that there was explosions at places where the bridge just fell apart. It wasn't that there was cables that where electricity was flowing through. These were points of contact where there was a spark or a flame that was seen in those videos. Now, knowing that our government is really super cool about, you know, that kind of stuff. Ken Rising, good to see you. Rising. Oh, God, I gotta get that better, dude. I've only known you for a minute, so come on. Anyway, the stop doing that. Is it a cable stayed bridge? It's all I-beam connected. It does a supporting system to hold. Hold on. Let me get my engineering brain back in here. Let me get in the focus here. So what they've done is they built a truss over the top and they dropped down and cabled to the roadway below. So the roadway is hanging off of the top of the bridge, and the bridge is a slight arch. So when you think a cable-stayed bridge, I think we're talking the same language on that, John. But at the same time, that system should not be it should not have failed in the way it did. There's too many things that don't smell right. And I will tell you, that's a big part of this whole thing, is that it didn't look right, didn't smell right. And by the way, when the boat itself is literally following the line of traffic way underneath the bridge, you can see the traffic line. There's a line in the map where the boats are supposed to go, where their channel is going out and coming in. You can see exactly a quarter mile from that bridge, it suddenly just goes and it takes a right-hand turn, and it just goes straight for that embutment. I mean, it just, or column, or whatever it is. So the problem with the whole thing is it doesn't look right, doesn't smell right, doesn't act right, nothing. This is normal. Then we have some stories about the crew and this and that, and the black box has been recovered, and they already announced at like 7 a.m. Eastern time, it was not a terrorist attack. This was not a terrorist attack. This wasn't what you think it is. We didn't shut down a port that literally cost, $12 billion a day. $12 billion a day in commerce goes through that one port. And that bridge is over the entrance of that port. So if they want to get everything going, but then they have to go through their whole NTSB, you know, what happened, how'd it happen, they won't move any of the bridge pieces out of the waterway. They won't move the boat until the investigation is finalized. But the problem with the whole thing is that who's paying the $12 billion a day in financial losses that every day that continues on? So that's a whole other thing. And I'm using $12 billion. Let's just say it's $1 billion a day. It's just a random number that they're picking out of the sky anyway. There's no way to quote that exactly, but there is a lot of traffic that goes in and out of there. 1,600 trucks a day service that port, moving materials in and out. Now, guys, it's not about putting the bullet to your head. It's about shooting your pinky toe off. You can still walk, and it hurts. You still get along. Your heart's not going to stop. It has nothing to do with them coming out and just literally annihilating the earth. It's the suffering that they draw pleasure from. This is where they get off. This is what gets them going. This is what the difference is for them, is they look at this and go, oh, yeah, this is what we can do. We can watch this whole thing crumble in front of them and then watch how they act and react, and that's where they gain their power. Go back to Monsters, Inc., where it shows that the yelling and screaming and the crying of children did power their city, but in reality, they found out that joy and hope actually has a greater power bandwidth, right? So again, this is a big thing for people to think about, and you should be mindful that there are more good out there than there's bad, but when you pay attention to the bad, when you do that consistently over and over again, you're giving it energy, right? You're giving them energy. And so we have to pull back and create a different outcome that we want to have. So it's just one of those deals where we have to be mindful about how our emotions and our spirit and how we are, and then that way we know you know, how to act against this. This whole thing with Baltimore happening. Now, yes, they were given plenty of notice that there was going to be some type of whatever. They did shut the bridge down, which, again, I don't know who bothered to put the system in and who bothered to engage it, but thank you for doing both. The bridge system that shuts the everything's down. Jeanette, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. When you see that there was an arresting system there that so people would not go onto the bridge, thank you for having that. But again, I don't think that they don't have like gates, but they do have something that, well, anyway, they had cops that there to monitor that. And the only people that were on that bridge were the people that actually were fixing the roadway. And so those six people have perished. And that's where we're at right now. So again, this is one of those things where I look at this whole thing as a continuing saga of all of this. I think that P. Diddy's arrests and all that stuff, he didn't get arrested. Everybody else got arrested, and he's still, they don't know exactly where he's at, but they do or they don't, but they know where his plane was, but the transponder's been turned off. So the transponder on his plane has been turned off, so they don't have any idea where his plane is actually at. But if I know our radar capabilities, that's not being truthful either, because they know exactly where all the planes are at any given time and across this globe. They know what's really going on. So for them to say, oh, we don't know, and they do. They know exactly where he's at. The problem is he's one of their boys. He's in on the inside. So the Cool Kids Club is going to help him and hide him the best they can. Edward's saying hello to Ken there. Again, this is a part of this that just doesn't make sense to me, because, you know, when people are like, oh, the Baltimore tragedy. But in reality, we've had East Palestine. We've had chicken farms, pork processors. Even the meat processors in Liberal, Kansas, there was a fire there last week. We've had countless chicken farms go up. We've had pork farms go up. We've had a bunch of different stuff like that, right? So when we say, well, these tragedies are seeming to come along out of nowhere, well, in reality, they've been coming along all along. You just haven't noticed the drip. And the drip has been going on and going on. By the way, we're at a year anniversary somewhere in the last weeks or so here of the East Palestine derailment, and then turning around and putting all those chemicals into the atmosphere, into the water. Now, that was all what they wanted to do. They wanted to have that, and that's what they did. So they did destroy that area. Now they've gone in and tried to, you know, cover it up and all this other stuff. Again, another tragedy. They have not resorted to the school shootings. Now, I do believe that they're going to hold those off till the fall, that they're going to go ahead and start ramping up school shootings, because we're getting towards the end of the school year here. We're in the end of March, going into April. So there's about 2 months left of school, April and May. Some kids go into June. Some kids go into June. So you're, you know, anywhere from 8 to 10 weeks left of school. Now, what will happen in the 8 to 10 weeks? I don't know if we're really going to have anything at the end of this, but I do believe what we're going to have is we're going to have a bunch of this stuff going into the fall. And then that way we've got a whole thing going into the election season showing that Trump is a pro-gun person, and which then means that kills children, and that's how that works. So going on to Trump real quick, and I don't mean to be all over the board. We haven't really got a chance to talk, and I haven't been able to update you on some of the stuff, but Trump's media company, this thing that he's doing, has basically put him in the top, 200 or 500 richest people on earth. He was able to, when this whole thing adapted to where the DJT will be on the stock market, DJT will be the stock ticker for his company. Because of that going public, he gained like $3.8 billion in net worth. And then we had the whole situation where they dropped down the total amount of the bond that was necessary to pay for the Letitia James and the whole New York thing. That is falling apart exponentially. There's another appeal coming up as well. All kinds of stuff are happening. And we should be happy. We should be happy because there's a lot of cool stuff happening. There is a lot of cool stuff happening, but there's going to be a lot of bad. I mean, it's literally as soon as you start to feel good about a moment, there's a bad one right behind it. And that's part of the plan. That's part of what they're doing here. So, guys, this is what we do. This is how we got to be different than the rest of them. Stay ahead of this stuff. Don't get caught up in the emotions of it. Now, real quick, guys, mydailynaturals.com, mydailynaturals.com. If you guys are looking for vitamins at all, any type of vitamin, any type of supplement, go to mydailynaturals.com, mydailynaturals.com. That is my vitamin line that I have put out, and we are able to take care of you guys. If anything you need, you guys ask for it. But the basic cell function package, the methylfolate, the copper, the magnesium, and the iodine, we have a special on that for $100 a month. You guys can go and get your basic cell function package, which will get your body moving in the right direction to allow it to heal itself, allow the body to do things and function the way it should. And that is how you get started on that path to healing. It is a process that you have to start somewhere. The first step to a journey is basically the basic cell function package of getting your health back and getting you in the right place. Jeanette says, I pray for Trump every day. Well, good. We got to have that for each other. Everybody needs to be praying for each other, especially here on the Jim Price Show. All of us should be putting good energy into each other and making sure that we're talking and engaging with each other. And we should all be friends here because that's how we make the world a better place. President Trump won't pay a nickel. Oh, I know. I know, John, you're exactly right. And that's how we know we're going to win this whole thing. And it's actually very, very helpful to see those things. But again, remember, the positives are going to come and the negatives are going to come. But focus on the positives. It doesn't mean you're ignoring the negatives. You're just not giving them energy. And you recognize them and you move on from them and call it for what it is, right? And that's how you get better. As we continue down this path of all these different things, there's a lot of pieces coming together that you'll see. I think the P. Diddy thing is going to get worse. I don't think it's going to get better. I think there's a lot of things that are going to be coming out here very fast, and it will not get better with P. Diddy. Did you know that 50 Cent was putting out a movie about him, a documentary about P. Diddy? So 50 Cent actually went and spent his money and time and was putting together an actual, a documentary. And that documentary will be coming out anytime soon, like very soon. So let's go on. There's an article on Gateway Pundit. Hip Hop Cop says someone in Sean Diddy's Combs' inner circle is cooperating with the feds. Prosecutors are using the Epstein playbook on him. Ooh. Embattled. I love this. I love that. I love how we use these big, instead of saying rapper, music, musician, or just rapper, Sean P. Diddy Combs, they go embattled rapper and music mogul, Sean P. Diddy Combs, is now a permanent fixture in the news after his house was raided by federal agents. And what seems by many the tip of an iceberg in a major operation against him. A month ago, former producer and videographer Lil Rod Jones filed a lawsuit claiming the music mogul repeatedly sexually assaulted him. And here we go on that. Now Derek Parker, a former detective in NYPD Rap Intelligence Unit. What? Wait, hold on a second. Derek Parker, a former detective in the NYPD's Rap Intelligence Unit. Guys, when you wonder where your tax dollars are going and you just don't feel like you're really getting the value of your dollar and you're kind of wondering what we're doing, there's a guy who is a former detective in the NYPD's Rap Intelligence Unit called the Hip Hop Cops. Guys, what are we doing? Anyway, all right. Hip Hop Cop said that Diddy has a very questionable past that he was able to control because of his power. Parker thinks that someone is behind this. The feds may have an informant inside the inner circle. Both California Florida raids were led by Homeland Security Investigation Human Trafficking Task Force. That doesn't look good. Cassandra Ventura alleged that Combs fed her drugs, alcohol, forced her to have sex with male prostitutes, as well as viciously raping and beating her from 2005 to 2018. So for 13 years. Okay. So this is a thing where this is okay. She was drugged, alcoholed, and then forced to have sex with male prostitutes. So why would she? So male prostitutes are there to have sex with you or do your bidding, but then why would they be having sex with her? And then, as well as viciously being raped and beat by P. Diddy for 13 years, up through 2018. I don't know. Once Cassie was paid off, I knew there was a ripple effect, Parker said. Like people think. She got paid. I'm going to get paid. And then the cascade falls, right? That's it. Diddy reigned in the music and fashion industry for decades and was untouchable despite countless sketchy incidents around him and multiple claims of intimidation, violence, and sexual harassment. A law enforcement source told the Post that the U.S. attorney from the Southern District of New York, which is carrying out the probe, could be building a case against Combs in a way that they did with Jeffrey Epstein by tracking whether he took underage or coerced women across state lines. Oh, come on, guys. That's all they got? They're going to do that? They're going to say, oh, they were coerced? Anyway. Ken says, Prince Harry is implicated on the P. Diddy investigation. Diddy was trafficking and raping Justin Bieber and Usher when they were young. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was all out there, man. This is all coming apart. What do you think of Jennifer Lopez about... Oh, taught Jennifer Lopez about this style. Diddy dated her in the 90s. Guys, there's a lot more to this. It's actually getting worse. This is getting way worse. By the way, there was a whole thing on J-Lo coming out recently about how she's a bit of a harpy and not a good person, that she really is very selfish and self-centered and will do anything she can to destroy others that don't basically bend the knee. Guys, if this is what fame and fortune does to people, god dang. If this is what you do with your fame and fortune, you can't figure out how to be a better human being than this? Edward asks, is J-Lo a dude? Well, okay, here's a problem. They're all liars. Whether they're lying about who they are, what's between their legs, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all lies. It's all BS. They lie to us about everything that they're doing, what they want to see us do, it's all a lie. Every bit of it's a lie, man. Absolutely. But this is one of those things where we have to really kind of connect the whole string board effect, right? And I would love to kind of go through the whole idea of, hey, Kevin Stevenson, haven't seen you in a while. Stevens. These are the days they try those with souls. Yeah, rap is a DARPA project. Absolutely. Bring back Motown. That's it. So, again, guys, we can trace all these things back to government-funded agencies. And who funds the government but you and I? You and I. I don't know if that's it. Yeah, there's a song, You and I, a little country song. But, again, here's the problem with that is that we know that these people are doing it, we're paying for it, and we're not stopping it. So that's on us. We got to get better about that. So, anyway, as we continue down the path of that, I don't know if you guys wanted to hear more about that, but from the shooting of his best friend, rapper Notorious B.I.G., to the bashing of record executive Steve Stout with a champagne bottle, to shooting in clubs involving his then-girlfriend Jennifer Lopez, Diddy seemed made of Teflon, emerging unscathed from all sorts of situations, but apparently this is not the case anymore. Well, now let me give you something too. And I was never a fan of Michael Jackson. I know a lot of people think that he's a great singer and did a lot of things, whatever. But my problem with Michael Jackson is I just never liked his singing. I never liked his voice. I was never a Jackson fan. Sorry, guys. Yeah, Thriller is a good song and that stuff like that, but I never cared for any of his stuff. But the same guy who was ahead of his security is the same guy who's head of P. Diddy security now. And I do know that there were people trying to influence and affect Jackson in ways to make him look the way he did. I still do not know or believe or understand that maybe he that Jackson, I don't think Jackson was doing everything that Jackson was being accused of. What I do believe is that people were trying to put him in situations so they could then manipulate him. Now, if you look at some of that stuff going on, there is also So Jackson, I do believe Jackson was being manipulated, trying to get him to be trafficked, right? And or not trafficked, but to get him to do things, and then he can then, so they can hold things over his head. It's all about control, right? Then you look at Cat Williams, and I don't know if you guys know who Cat Williams is. He's a black comedian, and he went on a podcast called Shay Shay. Well, it's the ex-football player. And he now has a podcast. Well, he got Cat Williams on there. And Cat Williams, he just started diarrhea of the mouth. And I'm not saying in a bad way, but he just started talking about the, hey, man, I'm not going to be sucking anybody's anything. I'm a dude, and I don't do that. And I'm not going to do that to sell a record. I'm not going to do that to get a movie deal. I'm not going to do that to get a, you know, sell out a concert hall. I'm not going to do that. It's not who I am. I will do it my way. And then he also went on to say that he has collected mountains of information over, hey, Carrie, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. He said that over the decades of him being around the Hollywood types and being around these different people, that he actually has collected large amounts of data to then be able to say that he has these things and these encounters with different people, and he knows what they've done. And he is not going to back down. In fact, it sounded like he was going to go out and press this information. And what has happened is he said 2024, people are going to fall. Things are going to happen. And I was like, what? Well, we're seeing that seem to happen in real time. I'm like, man, if this actually goes off, it's going to be crazy. Well, here we are. It's only March. We got a lot of 2024 left, and this is already going on. Anything and everything is compromise and control the talent. Oh, man. Absolutely. Good day to you as well, Carrie. Good to see you. So when we talk about how Cat Williams is talking about the destruction of things, when we talk about how the... So he's talking about destruction of things. Then we've got the whole missing royal, you know, with Kate Middleton, who's now got abdominal cancer or something, or I think she's already dead, guys. I think they're going to come out and say that she was going through treatment and was I think she already died. I think she was dead back in either late December after Christmas or early January. I don't know why I believe that. It's just something that kind of in the, you know, reading the chicken bones and the tea leaves or whatever you want to call it, of things, but I do believe that there is more to that, and I think those things are going to come out. Those things will come out. We'll see it. The one thing that it does, that ties into it as well, is that we now have the king who was crowned after mommy's died, and he got in there with his new wifey, and new wifey's already hitting the bricks. She's out. So my problem with it is that now we've got, the king's got cancer. Now they're saying she's got cancer, but I think she's already dead. I think, the prince, you know, gave her the old knuckle sandwich and did that. And so then this, again, this is one of those things that where we have to kind of put all the pieces together. So we had the Rothschild guy die. Remember, he died. We've got Charles with cancer. We got Middleton, not being seen, supposedly got cancer now. Then we've got, now we got P. Diddy's arrest. We're still waiting on Epstein's stuff to come all the way out. Ghislaine Maxwell stuff to come out. We already know all the stuff, but I guess we're still waiting on it because officially until the government looks at it, it's not real, which I don't understand that, folks, because it's real if you guys make it a thing. And Jonathan, thank you so much for the donation, sir. Appreciate that. Carrie says, I love Kat's necklace. Hidden knowledge there. He's Otto. I don't know what the didactic? Autodidactic, brilliant character. I don't know what that D-I-D-A-C-T-I-C. I don't know what that is. Sorry. Jonathan, thank you so much for your donation there. Sent stars. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. So you have the continuation of this whole thing going down. It just keeps kind of spiraling in on itself. You're seeing all these things happen. We have the election that happened and where we have a great conservative president in South America come along. But then we've got all these different people that are dying and falling off the stage and not coming back, and there's different things like that happening. Rona McDaniel, that was let go from MSNBC yesterday, the commentators then spent last night praising their cool kids club that would not allow her to stay with MSNBC. So Rachel Maddow, he got out there, that guy got out there and said that he was so thankful that she was not going to be part of their team and that the right decisions were made. But here's the problem. So the company that took her into that position, the talent company, the talent agency that brought her in, when she got fired, they immediately dumped her. So this is kind of one of those pump and dump deals where you see that there's a lot of people going on, you know, all the people happening and these things going on where they're doing these things to manipulate and do what they can. Self-taught seeker of knowledge. Oh, very good, Carrie. Thank you for that. She says I don't know how to say it, so I'm going to screw it up. It means self-taught seeker of knowledge. Thank you for that, Carrie. I appreciate that. I must be shadow banned because I can't see the chat. Well, welcome to my side of the world there, Jonathan. That's how it is for me as well. Most of the time, I can catch your guys' comment on Restream over here. Truth Seeker, good to see you. Oh, ignored me. You ignored me. I'm not ignoring you. Why is your beard so much more gray than your hair? Well, part of it, okay, so True Seeker wants to know why my, this used to be stark white. And with the copper that I've been taking and that has been bringing back the color into it. But if you actually look at most men's facial hair, it is usually a shade or two or three lighter than their head hair. So that is part of the deal. But also, here's the problem. With this light ring, it will, I don't know why I'm doing all this. True Seeker asked for it, and I'm sorry, I apologize. I did catch your comment over here. Hey, Lisa, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. So, True Seeker, you're asking, so what happens is this light's hitting here. I have a light overhead, but my hair is really not as dark as it seems. But what happens is because of the way the light hits it and the way the laser, there's a laser that comes out of the camera, detects my face and all that stuff, and then the camera picks it up. I have noticed this, that this hair down here and across my face and all this will be so much lighter. I mean, even to the point where it looks like I don't even have eyebrows. If you look at it, my eyebrows barely exist. In person, they don't look that bad. But when this camera and the light is on here, it flushes everything out. If the laser is not picking up a real dense fiber, it will actually make the camera look like it's not even there. And that is something I struggle with on this whole thing. So, True Seeker, I appreciate your question. If you ask me, I will answer. And I was not ignoring you, but I apologize. It just, I had to look over here on the Restream comments as we were going through there. So, thank you for that. Lindsay, so you're dying it that way? I said, no, I'm not dying it that way. Hello, Lisa. Welcome. Lisa. Oh, yeah, Lisa's here. No, this is, I've been bringing back the color in this with copper has been the best part of what I've been doing. So anyway, but if you actually look at my arm hair, you can't even see it. It's 'cause it's so clear. So You're still dapper. Thank you so much, Carrie. Appreciate that. I do appreciate the comments, so thank you so much. But this is how we go. You have... okay, wait. You. Good to see you, Jenkins. Or Jenkins, I don't know who K Jenkins is, but over on Twitter, thank you so much for being there. And showing your arm hair. Lindsay liked that I showed my arm hair, but yeah, I do have arm hair. But the problem is my arm hair, I mean, it's there. I mean, there's a lot of it there. I got a lot of arm hair, but you can't even see it. So why are we talking about this? All right, guys, we'll get back to it. I was answering a question. It got completely derailed. We got pedos and the world to talk about here and all the different things. Now, this is one of those deals where we continue to have a lot of answers in front of us. And, Karen says she just ordered. She goes, thank you for that order, Karen. I appreciate that. She says, good afternoon, Jim. Just ordered a badass and cool shirt. Can't even say it right. Anyway, thank you so much for that. That's how that works. So thank you so much for supporting the show. It does help me very much on that, and I hope you do like it. Lindsay, if you go over to Facebook, my personal Facebook page, you will find that Lindsay posted her shirt, a picture of her shirt on my show or on my personal page. So you guys can go over there and look at that. She did it on Twitter as well. Did you do it on Twitter and Facebook? I don't know if she did on both. But anyway, it's on Twitter. Oh, there it is. There you go. So thank you for that. Edwards reposted, I rotated badass and cool shit, so thank you. Yeah, he did the reverse image so that you actually can see it the way it's spelt, or the way it should be, right? Anyway, no, that's great stuff, so. All right, so Carrie says it must be the Canadian squirrel in me. No, I know, yeah, I get it. We're all a little squirrely nowadays. And Lindsay said she did post on both Facebook and also on Twitter, so thank you for that. Appreciate it. And it's a great shirt. I mean, it's good stuff, right? It's fun. It's good stuff. So anyway, guys, going back to the whole thing where we've got ourselves, where we got this, like, I guess I need to start writing like a depth chart of, is it a depth chart or death chart? Do we call it death? Depth? DEPTH? Or do we call it death? DEATH? Because, you know, Kate Middleton, the King, you know, we can just start going down the list of things where these people have all been, you know, pushed off and exited stage right. We're not seeing them anymore, like the Queen of England, just like the Rothschild, all these other people. Now, granted, some of these people were old, and I definitely do think that they were holding on for everything they could to keep us relevant as long as they could. Nobody wants to, you know, be pushed out, but we definitely see that some things are going on. You are pretending. Well, truth seeker, I'm not. You can't speak in code to me, buddy. You gotta keep going. You gotta write out long sentences. So I gotta keep going. So anyway, so we have these different people that are coming off the stage, and it's like Edwards goes, it's Def Comedy Jam. That's right. I forgot about those. So as we go down this, we'll see that different people are gonna change positions. We've seen that certain people have walked off and not come back. We do know that there are certain still people that want to maintain their control and still have enough zeros and enough vitality left. But I will let you know, when you go ahead and you sell yourself for your 30 pieces of silver and whatever it is, if it's fame and fortune, if it's for political reasons, if it's for personal reasons, whatever it is, whatever your deal is, you will have to pay. It will come back to you. You're gonna have to deal with those things, and it's not a maybe deal. Too many times we see a lot of people thinking that they can get away with not having to pay the piper, but it is going to happen, and these people do have to pay. And people were referring to Prince and the fact that he stepped off the stage and because his time was up, he had to pay the piper. But I don't know that for sure. I don't know. I mean, I want to believe that a lot of these people that are some good people that have exited for good reasons, and then there are bad people who exited for the right reason because they're a piece of junk. What do we got here? Lindsay says, yeah, I guess I should have reversed the picture so the writing was left to right. That's all right. No big deal. The devil always comes to collect. And that's right. all will be accountable this round. Yep. And that's how it works, though, guys. We have to do this, right? We have to have these conversations. We have to talk this out loud. When we do this, then it doesn't have power over us. I feel a bittersweet sense of vindication. I've been telling people about these sickos in Hollywood for years. Seemed like people thought I was crazy, but who's crazy now? Ken, you're not crazy. That's just it. I mean, I doubt, guys, let me tell you, I get on this microphone and I do this show, and I have the same doubts and fears. I just face them differently than you do. And I fear not telling you about these things and letting you see what I'm seeing and working you through these. I fear if I don't tell you, you guys will fall victim to these things, that you won't see this. And it really bothers me when I have other people in this industry, the truther movement or whatever you want to call it. I don't care if I don't know if I'm, you know, I can't say, am I a part of the truther movement? Or am I a part of a movement that says, I want you guys to be better than you are and be amazing and all those good things? So whatever that category that puts me in, I just got to say that I want you guys to be able to hear what I have to say and get you guys good information, and so you're great. But when I see other people that are making millions of dollars at this, and there are people in my same quote-unquote category that make a lot of money at this, and I do mean millions, every year, year after year. And I just got to say, when you look at those people that are out there making those zeros, what are they really doing for you? What are they doing to better you? What are they doing to, are they just scaring the pants off you? And then you're like, oh, I got to go back tomorrow because I don't know what's going to happen. I got to get back to it. It's like a bad soap opera, right? I mean, everybody dies and gets back born again or revived or, you know, resurrected, or I don't know. It seems like, you know, soap operas, nobody dies. Everybody has these internal lives over and over again. But, you know, we've got to look at the people that we go to for our sources of information. And when you get done, and I will say this, I'm just going to have a little bit of a me time with you guys, just one-on-one with you. I would hope that when we get done talking every day, Monday through Friday, and we do this together, I want to make sure that you guys feel like there's a plan. Like you feel like there's a way that you can get through this. Like there's a way on the other end that everything is going to be fine and that you're going to be great. And yes, we're going to have some hardships. There are going to be some potholes in the road. I mean, obviously we've seen potholes before. Our government's so amazing. Again, we look at these situations and I say, guys, yes, we're going to have hard times, but I want you guys to come through this and be a better you on the backside. And if a lot of these people that you're watching and you're even donating money to or buying their wares, whatever it is they're selling, you know, gold, silver. I got gold, silver, guys. If you want a gold, silver guy, if you want to trade in your gold, you know, do gold and silver. I got those people. But I don't always see the value in those, right? I don't always see the value in doing certain things or advertising things. Like me, for the my Daily Naturals, SillyGnome.com for your mushrooms. I've got people that I sent out orders this week on Monday. I know that the one package did arrive in Florida today, so obviously the other package in Oklahoma should have been there today. But, you know, getting the mushrooms to you guys, making sure you guys have these adaptogenic mushrooms that go in and heal your body. And guys, the stuff that I'm giving you and then talking to you about is really because I want you to be better. I want you to be with me in this fight long-term, going through this together and be amazing on the other side. And we can all talk about it when it's all said and done and say, you know what? We were the difference makers. We are the ones out there doing something about what we know should have been right. And we are out there doing it every day. So thank you guys. For those of you guys who show up all the time, and you guys know who you are, you know, Lindsay and John and all those. True Seeker now says, you are a scam. So True Seeker 222 over on Twitch says, I'm a scam. Well, you know, that doesn't go real well if you want to do that. So here, we'll do this. And that's just sad. Well, True Seeker, I appreciate your input, but that will probably be the last time that we'll read any of your comments on the show because you become abusive. If you say I'm a scam, please explain to me what the scam is. I would like to know what I've done to scam you or anybody else and how I have benefited from scamming you. Please just write it all out the best way you know how, and please explain to me the scam I've done. Because I would really like to hear this one. I've heard a lot of good ones, but that's a new one for me in a while here. Edward says, the best hour of the day, TJPS. So thank you for that. Appreciate it. Anyway, as we go down through this day, this is one of those things where we have to see that there are a lot of things around us that don't always make us feel... Oh, Claudia, okay, thank you for the tincture. Claudia, did you get them? She was over on Twitter. Did you actually receive those today? It's two dropperfuls in the morning, and you could do two dropperfuls at night as well if you're feeling the response to those. I take them morning and evening, and I do see a huge benefit. So, Claudia, I hope that you did receive those, as well as I know the other one made it to Florida, and they were both shipped at the same exact time. So anyway, as we go down through all this, Truth Seeker says, you spread lies. Oops, sorry, I wasn't supposed to read theirs anymore. Oh, well. All right, well, I guess we realize where we're all at here. Sorry to see that, Truth Seeker. Just, let's see here. What can we do? There we go. Oops. I guess they won't be a part of it any longer. They can go do something else. I just banned them off of other side there, off of... Twitch. So, all right. I got my iodine today, sir. Very good, Edward. Three drops in the morning and some water, and start doing three drops in the morning and some water, Edward. Do that for 2 weeks and then double that until you get to 100 drops a day. And let's see how your process and your healing path begins on that. So, anyway, getting back, I guess we didn't, did I not get it? Oops. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I don't see Truth Seeker's comments anymore because I banned them off of my thing. So I guess if you want to come over here, you could come over and join us on Cloud Hub or Twitter or on Facebook or whatever if you want to come over and tell us all about it. So that's how it goes. Carrie Heiserman, haven't seen you in a minute. How are you, buddy? Good to see you. I am rubber, you are glue, says Carrie. I appreciate that, Carrie. So anyway, as we continue down this, so let me go back to so we got the bridge, which deflects away from also Biden's, by the way, guys, we had the whole, Biden's going to be signing in that $1.2 trillion spending bill, which then also allows for red flag and other things like that to come into your life. And, this is again, one of those things where we have to be, vigilant to understand all the different things that are going on from the backside of things. When you say things like, okay, well, we $1.2 trillion, what did they spend on that? Well, what they did was they did like Nancy Pelosi in 2020, where she dropped, she took the smoking age from 18 to 21 overnight in a spending bill. That's what happens in those spending bills. When you got 1,100 pages, there's a bunch of new rules and laws and rules and regulations that get put into place. And then people get to go ahead and abuse you some more. ATF got a license to steal your gun. If you guys go in and look at that spending bill, because you're talking about Baltimore now, you're not talking about the spending bill. You're talking about P. Diddy? No, we're talking about Baltimore. See where this is all going? How come we're not hearing about Israel? How come we're not hearing about the different things that are going on in Russia? The whole assassination attempt of a bunch of people in Russia through terrorists. Again, guys, they're all these things right in front of us. They're doing as much as they can to distract you from what's really going on and right in front of us. That's a big deal. And again, this is a big, big part of what we're doing. We have to be different in this whole thing. So just be mindful of all the other things going on. Keep focused on what we're doing. We are winning. We are doing a lot of great work out there. And so I hope to be able to bring some good news to you here shortly, but I don't know when that's going to be. I don't know what the good news is because we got to talk about the bad news so you understand that's really not as bad as it seems and you realize that this is all part of the plan that we have to go through. And the plan, let me go with this, guys. If you believe in a plan, now if you believe in a plan that is whatever it is, no matter what it is, like whatever the plan is, whatever your end goal for our society, for our country, for America, for the globe, whatever that plan is, if you put your heart and your intention behind it, those things will come true in your life and the world that you live in. And that's your key to happiness, is that where you put your attention, where you put your, you know, where you put all of your heart and your energy into, those things will come back to you. It's the boomerang effect. That's why, remember, I talk about your future is a reflection of your heart now. Make sure your heart's in the right place every single day, being better than the day before. That's all part of that. Where is your heart now? What do you want the future to look like? So make sure you get this in the right place in the right time, and then you can be amazing going forward. And that's how we do this. We don't have to go out and worry about, you know, I got to go out and defeat the dragons. Well, sometimes you don't have to defeat the dragons. Sometimes the dragons defeat themselves. And that's how we win this whole thing. That's how we get through it. It's because we let them defeat themselves. We don't have to be the sword swinger sometimes. Sometimes we're just our intention, our heart is what makes the world a different place. And that's how it works, guys. It's not harder than that. But anyway, I don't know if you heard about this. Hunter Biden has now asked for dismissal of his tax charges because it's a political hit. I was trying to get through it before I started laughing. So Hunter Biden has put in a motion to have his charges, his IRS charges, dismissed because it's a political hit. Has he not heard about what they're doing with Donnie? Does Hunter not know what Donnie's going through with this whole thing? Doesn't listen to the news? Doesn't hear what his dad talks about in secret, you know, quiet conversations? By the way, whose cocaine was that? What DNA did you pull off of the baggie? By the way, they did do DNA testing. They did do DNA testing on the cocaine, and they did find a DNA sample to be able to find the owner of that said baggie. See, my problem is, guys, is that a guy like Hunter has the audacity to say that he's being hit politically, but also P. Diddy, through his lawyers, said that he's a victim. This is why this is so important, right? So Hunter thinks that he's being politically charged, but it's his dad's DOJ who's going after everybody that ever had a MAGA hat on or was at January 6th or is a Donald Trump supporter or is Donald Trump in general. Or, you know, he thinks he's being a political hit. He's being politically hit with this tax stuff, there's so much evidence about his tax evasion stuff and all these different things where he didn't pay taxes and on offshore money and all these other things. And then he's going to call that a political hit, dude. It's like, come on, you knew what you were doing. So just be mindful when you hear these people talk about how they're the victims, they're the ones that are struggling, they're the ones with the problems. Again, I guess we just have to go, okay, cool. Cool, bro. I like how you talk, dude. You talk a crazy, brother. That's the problem. P. Diddy's lawyer said that he's the victim. That it's just a hit job because of a sore ex-employee. Well, I don't know if that could be true, but the photographs of P. Diddy and the live stream of him with that 12-year-old girl that he adopted, do you guys remember the 12-year-old girl he adopted? And she was on the live video and, her parents aren't broke or poor or something like that. So did he buy that girl? And why was she adopted over to him? Why did he become the parent? The parents were still alive. What was going on there? See, there's a lot of these things like this where you have to really go and say, okay, what is the real deal here? What is the real story? Because when P. Diddy's, you know, this whole thing with this guy filing this lawsuit had filed a lot of documents and a lot of pictures to go along with it, which those are all out there for you to see. But the other part of it is that, you know, J-Lo, all this other stuff, 50 Cent's bringing out his thing. R. Kelly's got his thing going. I mean, there's just, I don't know, guys. You know the stories. And it's all the worst of the worst. But it walks like a duck, talks like a duck. I guess it's a chicken or a turkey or a horse. I don't know. We're just going to make it up as we go along. But anyway, P. Diddy's the victim as well as Hunter is being victimized for political reasons. I don't get that. That is so rich for me. I just, it just slays me. Absolutely slays me from the word go. I just can't believe that that's how that works. But anyway. All right, guys. Thank you so much for everything you guys have been doing. John Kennedy, good to see you over on Cloud Hub. Appreciate you being there, partner. The government is total BS, he says. I'm probably interested in the mushrooms. All right, well, John, we'll text after the show, and I'll tell you all about the mushrooms and what they can do and how beneficial they are, and it really is. I've seen a huge improvement, and I could go through, maybe we can do an offline show, or I could just do a whole show on the adaptogenics of mushrooms and what they do for the brain cells, going ahead and putting back the myelin, which is part of the connections of the brain cells connecting to the nerves and allowing them to move thoughts around your head. Two things, remember, guys, your brain is 100% fat, and mushrooms, you're more bioidentical to a mushroom than you are an ape. So just understand when they tell you guys things like things that we've learned in school and all these other things, it was absolutely a lie, and we should be better than that. Edward goes, a Zoom by invite, yeah. Yeah, we could do something like that. We could figure it out, guys. You guys kind of put your brain together. And listen, guys, if you want to be on the Jim Price Show chat on Facebook or on Telegram, please ask me. I'll get you put on there. Some of you guys I've tried to add on the Facebook chat, and either you have that blocked or I just can't find you for some reason, but we do have a Facebook chat out there. I am not the administrator to the chat. It is my chat, but long story, when I lost my Facebook page a couple years ago, that's an old thing that I had to be invited back to because anyway, long story, but I don't even own that page anymore. But if you guys are wanting to be a part of a live show or a Zoom talk or anything like that, or if you guys want to talk about mushrooms or put together in a meeting, you let me know. If you want to be in those chats, let me know as well. We can get you put in there. And, that way there is more communication between all of us going on. All right, guys. Well, that's about it for me, guys. It's been so fantastic having you guys. Great comments. Great participation. Kevin and John Kennedy. We had Lindsay, Carrie, Edward. We had the other. Oh, that was Kevin over there. Then we had the Truth Seeker calling me a scam. So we missed that guy already, or a person. Karen, good to see you as well. Let's see how else. Jeanette was here. And so many others. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the show. It was fantastic seeing you guys, every one of you. And hey, it's my buddy. I used to have coffee with him all the time. Anyway, good to see you. Appreciate you being here. I haven't seen you in a while. So anyway, that's how it goes. So thank you so much, guys, for everything. And all right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. This has been a show. We've been doing a lot of talking back and forth with each other. It's been great to see you guys participating. It's awesome. If you have any questions or comments for me, JimPrice@thejimpriceshow.com is the email. Go to thejimpriceshow.com, buy the shirts, look at the different merchandise. We have coffee cups, hoodies, license plates, everything else over there. So I do have the license plate with the grin on my truck. It's a yellow license plate with a kind of a shit-eating grin on it, and it says thejimpriceshow.com on it. If you guys want those, go over to the Jim Price Show and go to the store and shop away. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. So remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. Don't make promises I can't keep. Guys, you've always been the answer out there. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. You've always been the answer. Do not let them push you around. All right, guys, that's about it for me. It's been fantastic seeing all you guys. Carrie, thank you so much for all your comments. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.